Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Mingle, eat, observe, interact, enjoy. That all sounds fun. And that is the mission of an event this weekend where the next generation of storytellers are in the spotlight. 916 Inc. is Sacramento's art-based creative writing and literacy nonprofit. And their annual Inkstravaganza is an evening of food paired with literary-themed drinks while taking in student authors reading original poetry and prose. Angela DeClaro is the Find Your Voice Program Manager for 916 Inc. and joins us with more on the event that's happening this Saturday, March 22nd at 4 p.m. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
So how did 916 Inc. get started?
Yeah, so we have been around for 14 years, and it started with one of our founders, Katie McCleary, and she had this wonderful, crazy idea that every student should be able to have a voice, and she was doing a lot of different writing workshops, and eventually it caught on, and what we do is a little different than a normal classroom. So our method is we like to joke and call it like the anti-classroom. And so traditionally when people think of writing workshops or writing classes, it's the typical English structure where it's very technical writing, grammar, you know, a lot of things where students and just generally people kind of get caught up and they're like, oh, writing's hard. There's too many rules, you know, and that's where a lot of the writer's blocks comes from. And what we do is we actually allow students to be able to write exactly what they think and exactly how they feel and the way that they speak, the way that they think. So we truly believe that every single person who writes is considered a writer. And so by kind of alleviating a lot of those the rules, we're able to really get a lot of students. And so again, that idea caught on and she started working out of her trunk, kind of just going to different community partners, testing out different schools who allow her on. And then now we're at a point where we are at over 50 schools in the greater Sacramento region.
That's awesome. I am one of those. When I was younger, I wasn't a fan of English because of all those rules and it just didn't feel like fun. And that was kind of a barrier to self-expression because, you know, it sounds cheesy, but we all have a story to tell, right? We all are unique in that way. And it's wonderful to be able to get it down on paper out of your head and out of your heart and share it with others. What drew you to this work?
Yeah, so actually this is a full circle moment for me. So I went to Sac State and I originally thought I wanted to go into political journalism and cover politics. And I quickly realized that at the time that was not for me. So I actually ended up transferring out to San Francisco State, where I did end up getting a journalism degree and started working in that space. And I worked for several different publications in the Bay Area. And then the way that tech is and being in the industry in the Bay Area, I was there for almost over 10 years where I was a business consultant. And then I had this wonderful opportunity that just actually threw in one of my former classmates I saw, and I was thinking about this, very serendipitous. And I just moved back to Sacramento and I was at a big tech company and I was like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do something different. And my entire career, one of the things that despite all the different companies I worked for, I always wanted to still use the same sentiment that I had as a journalist, which was the obligation. And I felt the responsibility that if I have a skill set where I can uplift other people's voices, I want to do that. And so those were the kind of businesses that I chose to work for that I thought were disrupting, you know, their respective industries. And I believe that this is exactly what 916 does as well.
Because that's quite a pivot. Because
yes,
from a business consultant in the mm-hmm. tech world to a Finding Your Voice yeah. manager.
Correct.
I haven't heard that title before. What does a Finding Your Voice manager do?
Yeah. So what I do is I run our entire program. And it's so funny because, you know, we are word people. So our facilitators are called word slingers. Our in-class aides are called inspirators.
Love it.
And what I do is I just run the different programs. And so my business background of being able to create scalable operations, things like that, I'm able to apply. But really what we want to do here is see how many, because our vision at 916 Inc. is to create a world where every single child and teen has access to our programs for free. Or similar writing programs for free.
And so then I want to get to the event this weekend because this is a huge fundraising event.
Absolutely.
To make it free
for
the 50 plus schools that you're working with and the children at those schools as well. I love the homepage because it says get ready for a fundraising event like you've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. So what are people in for at Extravaganza?
Yes, it's going to be so fun. So we are going to actually have some amazing readings from our student authors. One of them, if you ever check out our YouTube page, there's a video that we animated from one of our student stories. It was called Fruit Wars. And it talks about literally a banana and an orange having a war, right? And she was in elementary school. She is now a graduated college. She is now an artist, and she's actually going to be performing her new work. So kind of seeing that whole thing. We have the new generation of different writers and change makers. We're going to have music and performances. There's going to be MC Zeps, who will be emceeing. He's a hip-hop artist that works with us, and he actually provides reading and writing workshops of teaching poetry through hip hop. But he'll be emceeing, and he does a lot of fun freestyling throughout the event. We're going to have literary-inspired cocktails, which you had mentioned, like the Tequila Mockingbird and One Flew Over the Cosmos Nest. We have an incredible list of giveaways that you can take home. And Capital Books is actually partnering with us, and we have a giant book wall that of different books that are all curated by Capital Books that you can also purchase as well.
That's amazing. We only have 30 seconds or so left, but what does this event mean for these student poets? I mean, how are they feeling leading up to the big day?
Oh, they're super excited. And, you know, the biggest call to action is to be able to come, because this is one of our largest live events that will be able to support our students. So everything that we do on our campus at the Maple campus in South Sac is done for free. So we offer on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 6 o'clock, we have elementary third to fifth grade writing courses over 12 weeks. We have middle and high on Thursdays. And in the summertime, we have Amplify for a week. And all of that donations, we will be able to provide these students for a free spot and to become published authors.
That is amazing. Well, Angela, have a great time and enjoy it. Y'all do such good work.
Thank you so much. It's hope to see you there.
It's a good moment to celebrate.
Absolutely.
That is Angela DeClaro is the Finding Your Voice Program Manager for 916 Inc., and they are discussing their annual Inkstravaganza. It is happening this Saturday, March 22nd at 4 p.m. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.